USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton's predicting President Trump will become more uncontrollable and more unaccountable after the midterm elections. Clinton speaking last night on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
The president is close to being uncontrollable. There are people still in there who, by their own admission, are trying to hold on to prevent even worse things from happening.
The woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies at a Senate hearing. Christine Blasey Ford, claiming Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. President Trump's to view flooding damage from Hurricane Florence in North Carolina today. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump speaks to reporters off the cuff outside the White House this morning. Among the things he says, he's unhappy with his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
We have an Attorney General. I'm disappointed in the Attorney General for many reasons, and you understand that.
And President Trump telling reporters Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is confronting a very unfair situation. He says it's a tough thing for Kavanaugh and his family, and it would be very unfortunate if Kavanaugh's accuser did not show up for a scheduled hearing on Monday. The president speaking as he was preparing to travel to North Carolina, where he'll be visiting affected areas after Hurricane Florence. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van taking them to a hospital was swept off a road by floodwaters from that storm last night. The two sheriff's deputies were taking the women to hospitals north of Myrtle Beach when it happened. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The all-clear has been given at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland after a woman had earlier made threats and reportedly refused to leave the west gate to the base. The woman allegedly claimed to have explosives in her car, but an investigation into the incident is still going on. But again, the all-clear has been given outside Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. The man accused of murdering University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts to be arraigned shortly. 24-year-old Christian Rivera is facing a first-degree murder charge for Tibbetts' death. Police say Rivera pursued Tibbetts in his vehicle after he saw her out jogging. A New Jersey bookmaker won't honor a bet that would have paid $82,000. FanDuel refusing to honor the $110 bet at the Broncos or on the Broncos on Sunday night that would have paid more than $82,000. It's citing an error in the odds-making process. The New Jersey Division of Gaming says they're investigating the case. And Sony is going old school for its next new big thing, and it's smaller, too. The Japanese electronics giant saying it will be out with a miniature version of its original PlayStation console, calling it the PlayStation Classic, and it'll go on sale on December 3rd. Find us right now online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.